As the proverb goes that it takes two hands to clap, there exists so much love and admiration of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in the heart of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that he married his daughter Umm Kulthum bint Fatima radiallahu anha to Sayyidina Umar. And if we look at, you know, what some of the Shia historians have written in this regard, like Ahmad ibn Abi Yaqub, he's written in his tarikh that in the 17th year after Hijrah, Umar proposed for the hand of Umm Kulthum binti Ali, whose mother was Fatima binti Rasul. Ali replied, "She's still a minor." Umar then explained, "My intention is not, as you presume, rather, I've heard the Prophet say, all relations will be severed on the day of Qiyamah, except my relation and association. I therefore desire to be connected to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And upon that, Ali radiallahu anhu married her to Umar for the dowry of 10,000 gold coins. And many of our books have the same narration, like Allama ibn Kathir in his Bidayah wa Nihaya, and Ibn Athir in his Al-Kamil, Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, and others in the different books. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says that annahu samia Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu yaqul nas hina tazawwaja bint Ali, that he says that he heard Sayyidina Umar say to the people after he married Umm Kulthum, "Ala tuhanni'uni," that come, congratulate me. Sami'tu Rasulullah sallam yaqul yanqati'u yawm al-qiyamah kullu sababin wa nasabin illa sababi wa nasabi. I've heard Nabi Salaam say on the day of Qiyamah, every connection and every relation will cease except my connection and my relationship. So this fact, you know, this shows us that those who claim that there was hatred between Sayyidina Umar and the Ahlul Bayt, this is a clear example of how that all comes to an end, especially those who fabricate narrations that Sayyidina Umar na'udhubillah tortured Sayyidina Fatima, etc. Allah forbid. All these claims are baseless. Umm Kulthum was the second daughter of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, the youngest of their four children. She was born in about the sixth year. She became marriageable age during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar, and the Khalif, as we indicated, then asked for her hand in marriage. And in the book of Ibn Sa'd, in his work Tabaqat al-Kubra, he says that I was informed by Anas ibn Iyad, who reports on the authority of Ja'far ibn Muhammad, and he from his father Muhammad ibn al-Bakir, that Umar ibn al-Khattab asked Ali ibn Abi Talib for the hand of Umm Kulthum in marriage, and Ali said, "I've kept my daughters for the sons of Ja'far." Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Marry me, her to me, O Abu al-Hasan, for by Allah, there is no man on the face of the earth who seeks to achieve through her good companionship that which I seek to achieve." Ali radiallahu anhu said, "I've done so." And then Umar came to the Muhajirun, and between the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pulpit, and they, Ali, Uthman, Zubair, Talha, and Abdul Rahman used to sit there. And whenever a matter used to arrive from the frontiers, Umar radiallahu anhu used to come to them there and consult with them. And he came to them and he said, "Congratulate me," and they congratulated him. And with whom are we congratulating you? They said, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen." And he said, "With the daughter of Ali bin Abi Talib." Now look at how easy it was. You know, there was just the understanding, and the nikah took place. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then related that narration that I've shared with you, and two children were born from this marriage, namely Zayd and Ruqayya. And after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, she married her cousin Aun ibn Ja'far, and after his death to his brother Muhammad ibn Ja'far, and ultimately she died while married to her a third son of Ja'far, namely Abdullah, during the first half of the fourth decade after Hijrah. Her son Zayd died on the same day as his mother, and the funeral prayer of mother and son was performed together. So that is an amazing episode from the annals of history. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the true understanding, and may Allah, you know, remove any doubts from anyone who has any doubts, and may Allah Rabbul Izzah, you know, bring to void and null all those who fabricate all these types of baseless allegations.